Howdy. Happy Sabbath to you. Well, most times that we do something, there's usually a direct reason why we do it. When we do an action, there's typically a motivation for it. I think of the physical model of an action and the reason behind an action kind of like a box, and I brought a box here today. There's the outside, which we can readily see, which is like the action. And then there's the inside of the box, which we might not be able to see readily, which is the intent. I get this analogy directly from Jesus Christ in Matthew 23, verse 25. So if you'd like to, please turn to Matthew 23, 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but within they are full of robbery and excess. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and the dish, that the outside of them may become clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like the whitened graves, which outwardly indeed appear beautiful, but within are full of bones of the dead and of all uncleanness. So you also indeed appear outwardly righteous to men, but within are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. With this physical model here of an outside and inside of a box being the action and intent, let's look at three important items to consider today. The first point I'd like to consider is for us to see the intent, the box must be opened. My second point is that intent can be misread. And then my third point is, God knows our intent, and he cares deeply about it. Point number one, for us to see the intent, the box must be opened. We have the tendency in our lives to be expedient. We tend to make rapid decisions just to keep up with all the information that's pouring against us. And then most of us are wired to try and get closure of all this information that's coming to us. Examples are, the guy cut me off in the freeway. Well, he must be a bad driver. Or, my friend isn't smiling. They must be angry at me. So you can see how you can be expedient about coming to the intent of what's going on. Because intent is on the inside of the box, it must be opened to be known. The first trap that we fall into is that we don't take time to look inside to our intent. We merely declare whatever is inside and move on. For our personal examination of our faith in God, we cannot be expedient and be obedient to God. An honest assessment of the intent inside our actions is a step farther down the road of becoming Christ-like. Merely letting the box sit unopened will not produce personal growth. Point number two, intent can be misread. We tend to be kind and nice to ourselves, and it's easy for us to interpret our intents, the intents of our actions, as better than they actually are. Because the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Who can know it? This can be particularly deceiving because good actions on the outside might skew our judgment into what is on the inside. The outside does not necessarily describe what's in the inside. The example of the Pharisees was one where the Pharisees kept God's law, which is obviously something good. But their intent was to feed their pride. And that pride is the ultimate root sin, Satan's sin. Even the best things can be harnessed to soul-decaying ends in the end. When we keep God's ways with evil intent, then we not only do evil, but we also set up stumbling blocks for others who see what we're doing. And that might cause them to not desire to learn God's ways anymore. And I believe this is far worse than simple, straightforward lawlessness. Another example is with offerings. When I give a holy day offering, I must have good intent, right? Doing a good thing, in the case of giving an offering, is not necessarily a sign of good intention. And 2 Corinthians tells us this plainly. In 2 Corinthians 9:7, it states, "Each one, as he purposes in his heart, let him give, not of grief, not of necessity, for God loves the giver who loves to give." When we look at our heart, it is worth a second look, a hard look at what our intent is. Do we glaze over what our intent is? Or do we describe our intent, what it actually is, what we actually see? We are more apt to make a quick answer as to why we do something to move on. When we do that, we can hide our true intent. And some people call this an ulterior motive or not getting to the root of the problem. But we need to look inside the box and take the time to see it for what it is. Point number three, God knows our intent, and he cares deeply about it. So even if we never look inside this box of action and intent, the intent of your actions is still inside, and God is able to know it clearly. Hear what God tells us in Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. What God has said isn't only alive and active, it is sharper than any double-edged sword. His word can cut through our spirits and souls and through our joints and marrow until it discovers the desires and thoughts of our hearts. Nothing is hidden from God. He sees through everything, and we will have to tell him the truth. So what better position will we be in if we have not looked inside ourselves first? Now is our time to put to death the old man which is inside, and be the rebirth of a new man. Because God sees beyond what's outside, He can weigh our faith righteously, which is in the inside. Jesus tells us plainly that what comes from your heart makes you unclean. Out of your heart comes evil thoughts, vulgar deeds, stealing, murder, unfaithfulness in marriage, greed, meanness, deceit, indecency, envy, insults, pride, and foolishness. All of these come from your heart, and they are what makes you unfit to worship God. But God doesn't desire for us to live with bad intentions and actions. We're told that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And people growing in God's goodness bring good things out of their heart. People who are growing in God's grace examine the intent of their action before coming to God to talk to Him about the intents of their actions. Proverbs 20 and verse 5 also tells us that this purpose in the heart of man is like a deep water, but a man of good sense will get it out. For us to say that we have good intentions without ever opening up the box and looking inside, that can only lead us to being misguided or deceived. We must look inside to see our intent and to be honest about what those intents truly are. Take time to study your intent and not misread it. Test it. Dig deeper. Look for patterns of why in your actions. God sees beyond your actions and looks deep inside of you into what your intent is. He knows what's inside of your box, your intent. He knows that it forms who you are, and He knows that others can't necessarily see inside of it. God also knows that our intents ultimately define what we do and who we are. The outside could be an easy part to clean. But Christ had strong words for the Pharisees who only clean the outside. He said, clean up your box, clean the inside. That's what's important. Mr. McCready ended last week with this verse in Proverbs 12:2, and it really summed up what I was already planning on speaking. Proverbs 12:2 states that a good man has grace in the eyes of the Lord, but the man of wicked intentions gets punishment from him.